Toronto is in the grip of SARS again. A Catholic high school there shut down because a student has respiratory symptoms. One of the student's parents works at the hospital where SARS flared up again. More than 5,000 people in the region are in quarantine. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, doctors think they know how SARS surprised Toronto for the second time.
Investigators tell NPR that they now believe SARS had been smoldering for weeks in an orthopedic surgery ward at North York General Hospital in a Toronto suburb, and nobody noticed. Dr. Don Lowe is an infectious disease doctor who's been leading the investigation.
We saw within the ward seven patients that have developed it since the first case we've been able to identify back on April the 19th. There's been 11 family members that have developed illness that are associated with that ward. And now, over the last several days, over 25 healthcare workers have signs and symptoms which are enough to put them under investigation.
Since none of these orthopedic patients had been diagnosed with SARS, some of them had been transferred to other hospitals, where they sparked new outbreaks. Lowe was puzzling over the pattern around 2 a.m. last Sunday when he had an epiphany. Patients began to get sick in late April, but none of the healthcare workers fell ill until late May, 40 days after the onset of the last recognized case. That's two SARS incubation periods, long enough, experts thought, so that all chains of transmission would have been broken.
Well, what happened was, because we met the WHO criteria of having two incubation periods without disease, we were taken off the affected area list, precautions were dropped, and what happened? Boom. Transmission. Healthcare workers getting sick.
Before that, the healthcare workers had been protected against SARS by strict infection control precautions.
So here you sort of had a smoldering fire, this peat fire that all of a sudden got a bit of oxygen and took off. And I think the oxygen here was the dropping of precautions, the dropping of the masks, people not having the same degree of infection control measures that they had been using in the last several weeks.
There's another factor in Toronto's SARS relapse. It explains why some patients were not recognized as having SARS. Allison McGeer is an infectious disease doctor who works with Lowe. She talks about one man who didn't have the high fever, dry cough, or other hallmarks of SARS.
He went into what was believed to be heart failure. It's what the chest x-ray looks like. And he actually had a CT scan on which there was no pneumonia. People said, well, you know, that's not SARS. And rightly so, by all the criteria that experts had written. But he does have SARS.
As McGeer puts it, this pneumonia isn't behaving like it's supposed to. And that troubles Dr. Mark Salter of the World Health Organization.
We are concerned. The key issue here is some people are presenting in certain ways which are masking the true fact that they have SARS.
Right now, Salter is finalizing new infection control guidelines that will advise hospitals around the world how to prevent the spread of SARS. But he's at a loss as to what to tell them to avoid what Toronto's going through now.
Based on the very limited information at the present moment in time, there is little we can give out to say you must do this, you must do that. But what we need to do, and certainly what is being done by the Toronto physicians, is examining these individuals in the minutest detail to pick up even the slightest piece of information which might alert you to it.
McGeer says that's easier said than done, especially when healthcare workers are strung out after weeks of trying to stay one step ahead of SARS.
Fundamentally, everybody who had been working on the surveillance and control was simply so exhausted that looking at everybody with fever every day and making sure that anybody who had any respiratory symptoms was still in isolation was, you know, it wasn't something that we knew was necessary, but we did not do that because, you know, we thought we didn't have to. We thought we could recognize it.
The problem would be largely solved with a quick, reliable diagnostic test for SARS. But at this point, no one can predict when that will be available. Richard Knox, NPR News.